Introduction: The Quest for Truth. For centuries, humanity has searched for the ultimate truth behind existence, consciousness, and the universe. This search spans across diverse disciplines: science, philosophy, religion, and theology, each offering its own perspective on the nature of reality. Traditionally, these paths of inquiry have been viewed as separate, often opposing forces, especially in modern times, when science and religion have been pitched against each other in the battle for intellectual dominance. Yet, as human understanding deepens, the divide between these fields seems increasingly artificial. Science offers insights into the material world, while religion speaks of the spiritual realm, areas often seen as incompatible. But what if, instead of being oppositional, these fields were meant to complement one another? Could it be that their unity holds the key to a more complete understanding of reality? In this article, we will explore how science, philosophy, and religion have historically interacted, the reasons for their separation, and how a synthesis of these fields might offer a deeper, more holistic view of the universe. In doing so, we will examine whether bridging these domains could lead us closer to the ultimate truth of existence. Chapter 1: The Unseen. Islam, the Divine, and the Material World. The concept of the unseen, al-ghaib, in Islam refers to the mysteries of existence that are beyond human perception. The unseen encompasses the spiritual realms, divine knowledge, and aspects of reality that cannot be directly observed or understood through our five senses. The Quran encourages humans to reflect, study, and use reason to understand the world, but also reminds them that some aspects of the universe are beyond human comprehension and are known only to God. This concept parallels the modern scientific pursuit of hidden realms, like the quantum world or dark matter, areas that lie outside the realm of direct sensory perception. While science explores the material world, religion speaks to the spiritual truths that underlie it. These realms are often seen as distinct, but there are intriguing similarities between the religious idea of the unseen and the scientific exploration of what lies beyond observable phenomena. In both cases, we are faced with the limitations of human perception and understanding. While science uncovers hidden layers of reality, religion urges believers to accept that there is a spiritual dimension of existence that lies beyond the grasp of the material world. It is within this tension between the seen and the unseen that a deeper connection between faith and reason may emerge. Religion invites believers to seek understanding, but it also acknowledges that ultimate knowledge, knowledge of God, the afterlife, and the soul, can only be known through revelation. This interplay suggests that the search for truth, whether spiritual or material, is deeply interconnected. Chapter 2: The Divide. Why did science and religion separate? While religion acknowledges the unseen, modern science has focused on uncovering hidden dimensions of reality, such as quantum mechanics and dark matter. Yet, the development of modern science has led to a significant separation between the material and the spiritual. This divide was not always so pronounced. In ancient and medieval times, thinkers like Al-Farabi, Avicenna, and Thomas Aquinas sought to integrate faith with reason. They saw no conflict between religious beliefs and the pursuit of scientific knowledge, believing that both could complement each other in the search for truth. However, during the Enlightenment, the rise of empiricism and the scientific method introduced a shift. The scientific method, championed by figures like Isaac Newton, emphasized observable and measurable phenomena. Empiricism argued that knowledge should be derived from sensory experience and evidence, leaving little room for spiritual truths or divine intervention. As scientific discoveries began to challenge religious dogma, such as the heliocentric theory of Copernicus and the theory of evolution proposed by Darwin, tensions between the two grew. Religion became increasingly seen as subjective and personal, while science was viewed as the objective truth of the material world. The rise of materialism, which holds that only physical matter exists, further deepened the separation. Materialism contended that consciousness and spirituality could be explained through the workings of the brain and the laws of physics. In this chapter, we explore the historical factors that led to this separation. While religion and science were once intertwined, The development of rationalism and empiricism in the modern era created intellectual divides that continue to influence our worldview today. Chapter 3, A New Perspective, The Potential Unity of Science, Philosophy, and Religion. Despite the historical separation of science and religion, many modern thinkers are beginning to question whether these domains can work together. Could science, philosophy, and religion actually be complementary paths to the same truth? Rather than being opposing forces, they might represent different languages through which we try to understand the same ultimate reality. Philosophy plays a pivotal role in bridging these domains. Thinkers like Immanuel Kant and Heidegger have long asked profound questions about the nature of reality, consciousness, and existence, questions that neither science nor religion can fully address on their own. Philosophy probes the limits of human knowledge, challenging our understanding of what is knowable and how we can know it. It asks questions that bring science and religion into conversation, recognizing that reason and revelation are both tools for understanding the world. For example, the question of consciousness, what it is, how it arises, and whether it can be reduced to the workings of the brain, has puzzled both philosophers and scientists. While neuroscience can offer empirical insights, philosophy provides deeper questions about the subjective experience of being alive. Religion, too, offers its own perspective, often suggesting that consciousness is a divine gift or a reflection of the soul. Here, science, philosophy, and religion each bring valuable perspectives to the table. In this chapter, we explore how these fields can work together, offering complementary viewpoints that, when combined, may provide a more holistic understanding of the universe and our place within it. Chapter 4, The Holographic Principle, A Metaphor for the Unseen. One of the most thought-provoking modern theories in physics is the holographic principle, which posits that the entire universe might be a projection of information encoded on a two-dimensional surface. According to this theory, what we perceive as a three-dimensional reality may, in fact, be an illusion, a projection of something more fundamental. This idea echoes spiritual teachings found in various religious traditions, where illusion, or Maya, is said to veil the true nature of reality. Just as the holographic principle suggests that our perception of the universe is a projection, many religious traditions teach that the material world is but a shadow of a higher spiritual truth. Could the holographic principle provide a scientific metaphor for understanding the unseen as described in religious traditions? Both the holographic principle and religious teachings suggest that what we perceive is not the ultimate reality. Could it be that our material world is an illusion, a projection of a deeper, more complex truth? This chapter explores the parallels between the holographic principle and religious ideas of illusion, reality, and the unseen. Chapter 5, Consciousness, the Soul, and Thinking, the Intersection of Mind, Being, and Reality. At the heart of our inquiry into the nature of reality lies a profound question. What is consciousness? More than a mere biological function, consciousness refers to the subjective experience of being aware, an ongoing internal dialogue of thoughts, emotions, and perceptions. But what is its origin, and how does it relate to the soul? Can we truly understand consciousness through the lens of science, or does it lie beyond our current intellectual and empirical grasp, perhaps tied to deeper spiritual truths? Descartes, Cogito Ergo Sum, the foundation of consciousness, nay Descartes, one of the most influential figures in the history of philosophy, provided one of the most well-known meditations on consciousness and self-awareness. His famous dictum, Cogito Ergo Sum, I think, therefore I am, lays the foundation for modern thought about consciousness and existence. For Descartes, the very act of doubting, of questioning one's own existence, is proof of the self's existence. If one is capable of thinking, then one must exist as a conscious being, a thinking subject. This insight became central to Descartes' philosophy. In his Meditations on First Philosophy, Descartes set out to doubt everything that could possibly be doubted, including the existence of the physical world. He concluded that the one thing he could not doubt was his own ability to think. Even if all else is an illusion, the thinking subject must exist to have such thoughts. But Descartes' dualism raises complex questions. If the mind, or consciousness, is separate from the body, how do they interact? Can consciousness exist independently of the body, or is it a product of material processes like brain activity? The soul, a spiritual dimension of consciousness. Many religious traditions view the soul as the immaterial essence of a person, often regarded as the true self that transcends the physical body. In Islam, the soul, nafs, is understood to be God's creation and represents the true identity of an individual. The Quran speaks of the soul's journey, its ultimate return to its creator, and its purification through spiritual striving and self-awareness. But how does this concept relate to consciousness? Could the soul be the source of thought, the essence that transcends the material brain? Descartes' dualism invites us to explore the relationship between the mind and the soul. Perhaps the mind, as Descartes conceived it, is not entirely separate from the soul, but is its manifestation in the physical world, a link between the material and the immaterial. Conclusion: toward a unified understanding of truth. The separation of science, philosophy, and religion has created intellectual silos that limit our understanding of the totality of existence. Each field offers a different perspective, but none can fully capture the entire picture on its own. The material world and the spiritual realm are not separate. They are interconnected aspects of the same reality. We are on the brink of a new era in which science and religion might no longer be seen as competing forces, but as complementary tools for understanding the universe. The holographic principle and other cutting-edge theories in physics suggest that there is much more to reality than we currently perceive, much like the spiritual truths described in religious texts. The truth, it seems, lies not in the rejection of any single perspective, but in the integration of all perspectives. If science can explain the mechanics of the universe, philosophy can probe its meaning, and religion can speak to its purpose, together they form a more complete and holistic understanding of the universe and our place within it. As we move forward, the question remains: can we bridge the gap between these fields? Is the ultimate truth found not in one domain alone, but in the unity of all knowledge? The answer, perhaps, lies in our willingness to question the boundaries that separate them, and to see them as different expressions of the same quest for truth.